Is there anybody here who's 5 years old? 6 years old. 6 years old. 6 years. Now, I'll tell you. I used to be 6 years old. That's amazing, isn't it? Hey? And, you know, it's a strange thing about grown-ups. And the strange thing is about grown-ups that though they used to be children, they've forgotten what it was like. That's strange, isn't it? Do you find that sometimes you want to say something and the grown-ups say, shut up, go away, I haven't got time. Children should be seen and not heard. Well, grown-ups forget that they were once children. But there's someone who knows what it's like to be a child, and he never forgot. And one day, he was with his disciples. Who am I talking about? Who am I talking about? He was with his disciples. It was Jesus. And he was talking with his disciples, with a crowd of people, and some mums brought some children along to him, and the disciples said, take them away. Jesus is busy, take them away. They can't come. But Jesus stopped, and he said, oh no. He said, let the little children come to me, and don't stop them. He knows little children, and he knows you children, wherever you are. The question is, if he wants you to come to him, and if he will let you come to him, why should you come to him? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you about a little boy. His name was William. And William was very inquisitive. Anybody know what inquisitive means? He always wanted to know things. He always wanted to know the reason why. And he always wanted to look into things and find out how they worked. But it was one Saturday morning. His dad had had to go into work. His mum said to William, she said, William, I'm going into the garden now to do some weeding. As soon as you've had your breakfast, before you switch that telly on, you get upstairs and clean your teeth. So William finished his breakfast, and what did he do? He went upstairs and cleaned his teeth. And he brushed his teeth like he'd been taught to do. And as he squeezed the toothpaste out, this was a little while back, this was a few years ago, and as he squeezed it out, it came out nice and white with a red stripe along it. Do they make toothpaste with a red stripe in now? They used to. And he was fascinated by this. And he looked at the tube of toothpaste and he thought, I wonder how long that would be if I squeezed it all out. I'm going to tell you what he did, but first of all, I'm going to say to you, children, do not do this at home. Now, all you parents heard me say that. He brushed his teeth, and he was still wondering how much toothpaste would be in there. And so he started squeezing it out round the basin. And it went all round the basin, and there were still loads left. So he went down the pedestal, and he went right down to the floor, and there were still loads left. So he went along the bathroom floor, and out the bathroom door, and along the landing, and he got to the top of the stairs. There were still loads left. So he started going down the stairs, down and along, down and along, down and along. And he got nearly to the bottom step. And then he heard the back door. Mum was coming in. William suddenly realised what he'd done. And there it was, that lovely white line with the red stripe going up the stairs, disappearing into the bathroom. He panicked. What can I do? What do you think he did? What would you do? Apart from run. He got the tube of toothpaste and he started trying to get the toothpaste to go back into the tube. But it just made a worse mess than ever. And that's why people need Jesus. Because we make a mess of our lives. And we can't put it right. We do things that we can't undo. We tell a lie. Once you've said it, you can't unsay it, can you? You're cheeky, disobedient to mum and dad. Once you've been cheeky to mum and dad, you can't undo it, you've done it. And we've all done things like that. And that's why we need Jesus, because he is the one who can sort it out for us. And that's why you and I and all of us need Jesus. He's the one who can sort out the mess we make of our lives. You need him, and you can come to him. Because he said, don't stop the children coming to me, because he knows children and he understands and he loves every one of them, and everyone can come. Remember, you can come to Jesus. You need to come to Jesus.